Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Be'ez Hashem, Amasechta Chulin, Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara brings down a shaila. In Kavareya, Heichad, Mamash Mashah Yodi de Tavcha. Let's say we found a hole in the Reya, but it's in a place where the hand of the tabach is usually memashmish. Talinan oylei talinan. So the Gemara brings down a machlekes. Rab Ada, or as the Gilyan is gairus of Acha, Barnas, and Omar, talinan. Mazut Rabbeid Rav Mari Omar, loy talinan. And the Gemara says, v'hilchaso talinan. Talacha is talinan. And the Gemara brings down, Omar Rav Misharshia, kavase davua de abba mestabra. It's mestabra to say talinan. Why? Da talinan b'zeiv. Because the halacha is that we find the din of talinan by ze'ev. The Gemara is referring to a Gemara earlier on the Ftesa Med Aleph, which brings down ba ze'ev v'natal b'nei me'ayim, and he brings it back when there's a nekev in the b'nei me'ayim. And the Gemara has a shaila, are we taila that the nekev came from the ze'ev, or do we say maybe shema b'makim nekev nakav? Maybe although the ze'ev has his teeth or his nails inside the b'nei me'ayim, but maybe Bidiyuk, it just so happens to be that the place where he made the hole, there already was a hole existing before, and it is a treifa. And the halacha is that we're talin in the zeif. So if we see talin in the zeif, so too, if we find the hole, b'makim de mamash mashu yadi de tavcha, we're talit in yadi de tavcha. Ad kan de v'ya gemara. So we have to be ma'ayin. First of all, what's the bir ha-machlekes if we are talin yadi de tavcha or not? V'ayit, what's the yisayit of the raya from zeif? And we have to be ma'isif that be'emes, the chayre ze'ev is not a good raya at all. Because bishlama by ze'ev, that we see that the ze'ev actually made a hole, and it's just a chshash that maybe b'mikra coincidentally it happens to be that in that place that the ze'ev made a hole, there already was a hole there before. The fact that we're tail over there, the chayre is because it's a chshash rachik ma'id. Mashenkin over here, that we see a hole of anenu, and we stam want to be tailor that maybe it happened that day, the hands of the tabach, we don't have that same level of tliya that we have by ze'ev, so mechateisa we should be able to bring a raya from ze'ev to hear that we're talinan here as well. This is what we have to be mavar in this sugya. So achrei ha'ion in the Rishonim and the Achrayim, we find many mahalchim, and we'd like to mention be'ez Hashem three main mahalchim. The first mahalch that we're going to mention is based on shitas ha'taisvis, which we've spoken about many times in this parak. It's taisvis on daf mem gimel amud beis. Taisus Shita is that Be'etzem, every time we have a Suffolk Treifa, we always go Lakula. And that's because there's a Cheskas Heter. It starts off with a Reif, because every animal has a Reif that it's not a Treifa. And based on that, if we want to know if later on it became a Treifa, there's a Cheskas Heter to say that it did not become a Treifa. Chutz from a specific case of Suffolk Drusa on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, which we paskin like Shmuel, that there were Machmer, that's because that's Shchiach. But otherwise, we're always mekel, that's the klal, Suffolk treifas lakula, because of the cheskas heter. Lefi that, we understand the pshat why talina. And the emes is, taisvis over there, on daf emgilma amud beis, uses as his makar, the gemara on daf tesamar aleph of ze'ev. That's the pshat why beis ze'ev, we're mekel, and we don't say shem amakam nekev nakav, and we're talin in the ze'ev, because of the general klal of Suffolk treifas lakula. So what's the tzad over here to be machmir? So the Binas Adam in Klal Yud says that Be'emes, this Klal that we're Mekel and we're Taila Lakula, that comes from the Yisrael of Rav Huna, which the Gemara of Tess brings down. Om Rav Huna, once the animal is Nishchata, Becheskas Heter, Ad Sheyivad Lecha Bameh Nitrafa. So he's the Makar to this Klal of Suffolk Trefis that we go Basar Cheskas Heter. Now the Gemara in Masechta Beitz of Chafei Amar Aleph is mavur that it's not so pasha to hold like Rav Huna. There are those that don't hold like Rav Huna. So kenireh, there are those that hold that were machmer by Suffolk Treifas. What would be the reason to be machmer by Suffolk Treifas? So behemshech, we're going to see that there is a shitas Rishonim that actually holds that we are machmer because keneged the cheskas heter, there's also a cheskas iser, like we are masber many times throughout this parak. So there's a shitas amirayim gufa that disagrees with Rav Huna and holds that Suffolk Treifas is Lechomra. We paskin like Rav Huna that Suffolk Treifas is Lekula, but it's not Muskam by all the Amirayim. Zogt Binas Adam, that's Gufa, what's Aymed behind this machlekes between Rav Acha bar Nosson and Marzuta Bei Rav Mari. Rav Acha bar Nosson says Talinan, he paskins like Rav Huna, and Marzuta Bei Rav Mari that says like Talinan, paskins not like Rav Huna. To which the Gemara says, Mistarbid the Talinan, because we find that that's the halacha lemaise by Ze'ev. Adkan, the first Pirush, which is based on Shitas HaTaisvis, I'll be the Hezber of the Binas Adam. The second trap we'd like to say is based on the Rajba earlier on Daf Yud and the Ramban on Daf Yud Beis. We mentioned many times throughout this parak that the Shitas are Rajba and Rabbeinu Yoina and the Ran is that Suffolk Trefus is Lechumra. Although Be'etzem Mitzar Echad is a Cheskas Heter, but connected that Zok the Shmaitze in Shmaitze Hey Perak Tes, there's a Cheskas Iser. Because these were Shainim hold, Machzikinon me Isser le Isser. Being that until you shechted it, there was an Isser of Eivre Menachai. Now, Viter, that there's a Suffolk, maybe it remained Aser midin Trefa, the halacha is, we say that there's a Cheskas Isser. It was Aser, it's going to remain Aser. So, Mitzad Echel, we have a Cheskas Heter. Mitzad Cheni, we have a Cheskas Isser. Chazaka, Keneged Chazaka, remains a Suffolk. And we Suffolk were Machmer midin Suffolk deraisa lechumra. So according to that, Be'etzem, we should be machmer in all Suffolk Trefus. And that's Be'emes the Pshat and Mazut Rebbe Rav Mari, that says, Loi Talinan, because we're machmer by Suffolk Trefus. What's the Pshat in Rav Acha bar Nosson that says Talinan? So the Gemara says, it's just like Ze'ev. And what's Gufa Pshat, why by Ze'ev or Mekel? So to be mazmer that, we're going to be machmer Divrei Ramban and Daf Yud Beis. The Ramban has the following kasha. The Gemara earlier in Daf Tes says that let's say Ze'ev took the Bnei Ma'ayim and he did not return them. So there's no Makam Suffolk Bechlal. There's no Suffolk Lefaneinu. So even if you hold, like the Shita, that Suffolk Trefus is Lechumra, here you're going to be Mekel, because there is no Misafik Lefaneinu whatsoever. We don't clara Suffolk Stam out of nowhere. But what happens if the Ze'ev took the Bnei Ma'ayim and brings it back Kishuhu Nakuv? And now the Shaila is whether the Ze'ev made the Nekev or Shem B'makam Nekev Nakav. There the Gemara has a Suffolk, and the Gemara says, Talinan. For Ekter Ramban, why is that any different than the case where the Ze'ev didn't bring back the Bnei Ma'ayim Bechlal? Even though he brought them back now, but the hole that's Lefaneinu is a hole which we see that the Ze'ev sunk his teeth or his nails into. So it's Be'etzem, as if there is no Reyes Lefaneinu. Just like if he didn't bring it back Bechlal, there's no Reyes Lefaneinu. If he does bring it back, but the hole that's Lefaneinu is through the teeth or the Tzipernayim of the Ze'ev, it's as if he didn't bring it back. That's Vayter no Reyes whatsoever. Zog the Ramban, that we have to understand that when the Gemara says, Shema B'makam Nekev Nakav, it doesn't mean that he was actually Nekev B'Payel, that we saw that the Ze'ev actually made a hole through his Tzipernayim. What it means is that it's normal and it's the Derech for the Ze'ev to make a hole. Now that we find that the teeth of the Tzipernayim of the Ze'ev is inside a hole, we have a Suffolk. Did the Ze'ev find an existent hole and just stick his teeth into it? So the Ze'ev really never made a hole. He just put his teeth into an existing hole. Aydilma, maybe the Ze'ev made this hole. And that's what's meant by the Shaila, if B'makam Nekev Nakav or not. So according to this, we understand that it is very different than if the Ze'ev didn't bring back the Bnei Ma'ayim Bechlal. Because we actually see a Nekev Lefaneinu. There is a Reyes Lefaneinu. The question just is, is this Nekev a Nekev that was here because it's a Trefa, or this Nekev was created Ayidei the Ze'ev? Okay, so now that we understand that this is the Pshat of the Gemara, so what's Be'emes the Pshat? Why do we go Lekula? Hare, the Shitas HaRajba, the Ime is, that B'makam Suffolk Trefa with the go Lechumra. So the Rajba himself answers, because the Klal is that if we see a Tliya Lahakel, but we don't see a Tliya Lahakmir, that we go Lahakel. That means to say that even though when there's a Suffolk Ashokel, the halacha is Suffolk deraisa lechumra, but b'makam where we see lefaneinu the tzad, the reason to believe to be mekel, and we don't see lefaneinu the tzad, the reason to believe to be machmer, in such a Suffolk deraisa we can be taila lehakel. And meaning that over here we see the ze'ev's teeth sunk inside the bnei ma'ayim, so we see the tzad kula lefaneinu, and we don't see lefaneinu a reason to believe the tzad chumra. Such a Suffolk deraisa, we're going to go lahakel. That's the chiddush of Divrei Rav Huna and of Tesa Mar Aleph and the mushal of Ze'ev. Based on that, we can understand Pshat in our Gemara as well. Avdem zok the Gemara, just like we're toiling in regards to Ze'ev, so too in the case of Heichad de Mamashmash Yadid de Tavcha, The Rashba himself over there brings down this Gemara, and he says, here too, we see a Tliya Lahaka Lefaneinu, because we know that the Tabach put his hands inside, and we don't see a Tliya Lahachmer Lefaneinu, and based on that, we're going to go Lakula, and we're not going to be Machmer. And that's Gufa the Pshat, in the Machlaikas over here, Amirayim, do we go Lachumra because of the general Klal of Sabak the Raisa Lachumra, or do we go Lakula because of this Klal that says that if we see a Tliya Lahaka without a Tliya Lahachmer, that we're going to be Mekel. That's the second pshat, the pshat of the Rashba. The third pshat we're going to say is the pshat of the Kehilas Yaakov in Simen Vav, a very mechudesh tikka pshat. It seems that he did not have Lefanov the Ramban, which is actually a new Ramban. He says like this, that the emes is that in the case of the Ze'ev, there really isn't a Reyes Lefaneinu Bechlal. Like we said, the Kash of the Ramban, that if the Ze'ev brings back the Bnei Ma'ayim, and his teeth are the ones that are making the hole in the Bnei Ma'ayim, that's not called the Reyesa Lefaneinu Bechlal. Zok the Stipel, that's true. There really is no Reyesa. And it's really based on that that the Allah is that we could go Lekula. Because being that the sheet of the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yoina, the Imam is, that a Suffolk Trefa goes Lechumra, we can never be Taila Lachal. The only reason why we're Mekel by Ze'ev is because it's as if there's no Reyesa Lefaneinu. And when there's no Reyesa Lefaneinu, we don't clear it Tzad Isra Bechlal. And that's Taka the Pshat by Ze'ev. The Gemara on the Tesam and Alf considers it a Reyesa, and the Gemara says it's different than in a case where the Ze'ev takes the Bnei Ma'ayim and he doesn't bring him back. That just means that if the Ze'ev does not bring the Bnei Ma'ayim back, so there's no Shaila Lefaneinu Bechlal. So there's no reason to Dan. But B'makim, where he does bring the Bnei Ma'ayim Lefaneinu, so there is a Shaila Lefaneinu because we do see a hole. The reason why we're Mekel is because it doesn't have a Chashivas of a Reyesa Bechlal. And when the Gemara says Reyesa, it just means a Shaila Lefaneinu, but it doesn't really mean a real Reyesa. And because of that Gufa, we're Mekel. Zok the Kehilas Yaakov, the Tzarech Loimar, that the Shita over here of Rav Acha Bar Nosson and Rav Misharshi who holds like him is, that so too in the case where the Tabach put his hands inside, if we find the hole afterwards, it doesn't have a Shem Reyesa Bechlal. Because being that we know that we saw that the Tabach stuck his hands inside, it is so matzui for him to make a hole, finding a hole afterwards does not have a Shem Reyes of Bechlal, and there is no Makam Safak Lefaneinu Bechlal, which is why, even according to their Shita, that Safak Trefa is Lechumre, here we're going to be Mekel, because it's Daimut is Eiv, that it doesn't have a Shem Reyes of Bechlal. And Al Zeh Gufa is Nechelku, these two Mada Amrim. Does it have a Shem Reyes, or it doesn't have a Shem Reyes? Adkan, the three Pirushim in the Sugya. So Bekitzer, in summary, Lefi Taisvis, that holds that always Suffolk Trefa is Lekula, we have to say, like the Binas Adam says, that Behal Gufa Nechelku Letuma Do Amrim, do we say Suffolk Trefa Lekula or Suffolk Trefa Lechumra? According to the Shita Sarajva Rabbein Yaino, the Imam, that Suffolk Trefa is Lechumra, nevertheless we find that Ze'ev were Mekel. And what's Gufa the Pshat by Ze'ev? So either because if we have a Tliya Lahaka without a Tliya Lahachmer, we're Mekel, or we say like the Pshat like the, of the Kehilas Yaakov, that because it doesn't have a Shem Reyes of Bechlal, so we don't clear a Suffolk, who had din over here, we have to say the Fidat Man Amar, it doesn't have a Shem Reyes of Bechlal. Ad kan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara Behemshech brings down a case of Marna, which is a worm that comes out of the Reya and makes a hole, and the Gemara brings down a Machlaikis between Rav Yosef Bar Desai and the Rabbanan, whether we say that the worm came out before the Shechita, and therefore it's a Treifa, or do we say that it came out la'achar shchita and it's not a treifa? And the Gemara comes out v'hilchasa la'achar shchita parish. The halacha is that we say it came out after shchita and it's not a treifa. Now the lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Shchita Perek Zayin halacha tesvav is harezu muteres chezkasa sha'achar shchita tikayv v'teitzei. It's a chazaka that it definitely came out after the shchita. Why are we so sure that it came out after the shchita? So the Taz in Simon Lamed Vav, Sivkat and Ches, says two svaras. The first svara is that during the lifetime of the animal, it's impossible for the telas to make a hole. Machmas tirdas hareya shemerachefes tamid b'li hefzik. Because of the constant motion and action that the reya is involved in, it's not possible for the telas to make a hole. That's why we're so sure it only happened after the shechita. The second pshat is, zoktetaz, shederech shekesha toile margish Bekariras habehema machmas misasa doichek lotzeis umavakech chamimus. The worm looks for warmth. During the lifetime of the animal, it finds its warmth inside the rea. It's only after the animal dies and the rea cools down that the worm has a reason to make a hole so that it should find chamimus. Ad kan divrei taz tamimaz ber pshat in the Rambam. However, the Shach over there in Siman Lamed Vav, Sifkat and Tes Vav, says that it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch that it's only misafik. What's the mashmayis? So the Prima Gadim in Sifsei Da says Masber, because the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, after the Shulchan Aruch brings down the din of Heichad Mashma Shayada de Tavcha, that it's Talinon, we're Taila Lakula, the Shulchan Aruch is Mamshech and says, Vechein, and so too, Im Nimtzu Alea Tailoim Shinakvua, Vein Yadu Am Nakvua Kaidim Shchita Achar Shchita, Ksheira. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch uses the lashon of Vechein is Mashma, that it has the same status as the first halacha. And just like in the first halacha, it's a tliya misafik, that we may be makel misafik, so too, the second halacha, that we assume that the tailoim came out after the misa, is a din tliya misafik. That's the diuk of the Shach. It's possible that the Rambam, however, is medayik from the Gemara farkert, because the Gemara in regards to heichad b'mamash v'shayyad d'tavcha uses a lashon of talinon, but when the Gemara comes to the Marna, the Gemara says, with an absolute halacha, la'achar shchita parish. Mashma, that it's not just a tliya, but it's midin vadai. Now we have to understand, why was it important for the Gemara to come out with a din vadai and a chazaka? Why would it not have been enough that a kapana misafik also, we should be mekel? And the chayr alpi pashtus, this should be mitli tali in the three perushim that we had before, in the case of heichad mamashma shayyade ditavcha. According to Shitas HaTaisis, that there's a klal, that any time there's a suffix trefer, always mekel. So be'emes, it's a good question. Why here would it not have been enough for the Gemara to say that we're mekel misafik? However, according to the Shita of the Rashba, and also according to the Mahalach of the Kilos Yaakov, this is not shver. Because according to the Shita of the Rashba, the only reason why we're mekel by Ze'ev and Heched Mamash Mashay Yadad Tavcha is because we see a Tliya Lahakel without a Tliya Lahakmir. We see a reason to believe that the whole happened the Achar Shchita, Aide the Ze'ev, and Aide the Yad, and we don't see a Siba to be Machmer Bechlal. We don't see a reason to believe that there was a hole before the Shchita. Mashenken over here, that there's a Telas, there's no reason to believe more that it happened the Achar Shchita than the Fnei Shchita. If not for the new Svar of the Rambam that says that it's Becheskas that it happened the Achar Shchita, Mehechateset assume that we have a Tliya Lahakel and not a Tliya Lahakmer, the Telas could have come either after the Shechita or before the Shechita. Therefore, it's necessary for the Gemara to find a definite Svar to say that we're going to assume that it happened after Shechita, which is why we're going to be Mekel. But if it would just be a Suffolk, Avada, we would be Machmir. And so too, according to the Mahalach of the Kilas Yaakov, the only reason why by Ze'ev and by Heichad the Mamash B'Shayyadah the Tavcha were Mekel is because it's not considered a Reyes of Achlal. Because it's so Matsui that it should happen I did the Ze'ev, or the hand of the Tabach, that seeing the hole doesn't constitute a reyesa whatsoever. But finding a hole that was caused by a worm is a vada reyesa. It's just a suffix. Was it before the Shechita or after the Shechita? Therefore, it would be important for the Rambam to tell us that midin vadai, we have a reason to definitely assume that it happened la'achar ha-Shechita. So let's go back according to Shitas HaTaisvis. What would be the reason to say that it's midin vadai lefi Taisvis? So we can say that anachanami, the Rambam doesn't hold like Shitas HaTaisvis. But the emes is that the Prima Gadim over there in Sifkat and Tesvav says that even if we were to hold that always a Suffolk Trefa is Lakula, it's still important to tell us that over here it's better than the regular din of Suffolk Trefa, and the reason why we're going to be Mekel is Midin Vadai. V'naf Kamina, in a case where there would be a Svek Sveka. Meaning to say, what would happen, Zakta Prima Gadim, if we found the Telas not next to the hole, but at a distance from the hole? So the Chayr is a Svek Sveka Lahachmer. Suffik b'chlal, whether or not the telas made the hole or not. Because if it's not next to the hole, we don't know for sure that that's what made the hole. And even if it made the hole, maybe made the hole achar shchita, not lefnei the shchita. So if the reason why we would ordinarily be mekel would only be misafik, here would be a svek sveika lechumre, and we would be machmer. Which is why it's important for the Rambam to tell us that it's not a suffik that tells us to be mekel, but it's a vadai, it's becheskas that it came out achar misa. So Im Kain, now that we have a suffix, if the telas made the hole or not, there's only one suffix. Was the hole made by some other source, and therefore maybe it was made lifnei the shchita? Or was the hole made ayidei the telas, and then it's vadei la'achar shchita and it's kosher? a memakim sofik would be makel in such a situation. Nimtza that there's no indication from this Rambam as to whether usually sofik treifas is lakula or lachomra. Now, lachaira, there remains one ha'ara on the Gemara. The Gemara brings down a shita that says that beimarna kaidim shchita parish. Now, we haven't heard a svara as to why we would assume b'tayrus vadai that the worm came out kaidim shchita. So lachaira, the most that it can possibly be is a sofik. How would that stem with shitas ataisus that holds that every sofik treifa we go lakula? So lachaira, we would have to say that this shita also holds like the shita of the Gemara before of Marzutra Beidra of Mari, which we said b'shem debinas adam holds not like Ravuna, and they both hold that every sofik treifas is lachumra, and not like the psak halacha which Taisus brings down that sofik treifas is lakula. V'tzarech oid iyon. Arkan this inyan, and now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down Yishmael Kahana Mesayeh Kahani. Rabbi Yishmael Kayan Gadol helped the other Kahanim. And the Gemara explains, because there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, how do we know that the Kahanim themselves get a bracha when they do Birchas Kahanim to Klal Yisrael? According to Rabbi Akiva, it comes from the pasuk of Avarcham Avarachecha, which is said by Avraham Avinu. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it comes from the pasuk which is said by Birchas Kehanim, V'somu es Shmi al Bnei Yisrael, V'ani Avarachem. V'ani Avarachem, V'das Rabbi Shmuel means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bench the Kehanim. Frek de Gemara, Bein Lefir Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Lefir Rabbi Kiva, the Kehanim get a bracha. So what's the nafkamina, what the makar is? And the Gemara answers, D'mukila le'birchas Kehanim, B'makam bracha di Yisrael. The mile of Rabbi Shmuel is that their bracha is b'makim bracha di Yisrael. What does that mean? So Rashi's mefarish v'zel l'shaynei, the hachi adifa, the mashma shemis barchen hein im hashar. This is a mile because that means that the kehanim are misbarach together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Rashi doesn't explain why that's a mile. So l'chayru we could be masber based on a gemara in Masechet Shabbos daf yud beis amud beis. The Gemara over there brings down a brisa. The Rabbi Yossi says, the proper way for a person to be mespal on a chayla is, ha-makim yirachim alecha, b'seich chayla Yisrael. And the Gemara afterwards brings down a member of Rabbi Chanina that says, mi sheyesh le chayla b'seich beisoy, tzorich sheyarvenu b'seich chayla Yisrael. And what's the pshat? So Rashi over there is masbir, but if you're maschal b'seich chayla Yisrael, shemitoich shekayla leyem acherim, tfilosei nishmas, because he's Kail this Chayla, together with the rest of Chayla Yisrael, the Schus of Rabim helps that his Tfilah should be Nishmas. So the Chayla Hu Adin, we could explain that if the Bracha of the Kayanim comes together with the Bracha of Gans Klal Yisrael, B'schus HaRabim, their Bracha is going to be Niskayim. Ulai, that's Pshat in Rashi. But we're going to say two more Purushim that are found in the Achrayim. The first Pshat we're going to say is from the Marashon Chidushi HaGadus. He explains, based on Taisus with the Vermaskov Avorcham Avorachecha, that brings down B'Shem Yerushalmi, that this Klal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches any person who benches Klal Yisrael, refers even to a Goy. If a Goy benches Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bench him as well, Midin V'Avorcham Avorachecha. Zogtem Arisha, that the Maila of Vani Avorachem is, that that's a special bracha that's Meyuchet for Kehanim. Masha'enkin va'avorcha mevarachecha, which is kailal gayim as well. Ad kan divrei ha'marsha. The Teres Chaim says a different shot. Zog the Teres Chaim, where it says in the pasuk v'somu eshmi al bnei Yisrael v'ani avarachem, that means that the kehanim will be gebenched with that same bracha that they bench Klal Yisrael with. They'll be gebenched with yivarechecha, with yoer, and with yisa. However, the pasuk of Avarcha Mevarachecha just means that someone who benches Klal Yisrael will be benched in a general way, but not with the special bracha of the Birchus Kehanim, of Yivarechecha, etc. The Leivarie takes the pshat of the Taras Chaim, and he ties it together with the previous Taisus. Zog the Leivarie, that Be'emes, the Gemara Masechta Brachas of Chafam Abay says, that the Malachi Asharis came with a taina against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. How can you say Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, but it says in the Torah, Asher La Yisa Panav Leikach Sheichad? To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, V'chi Lo Yesa Panav Leyisrael, can I not be nice upon him to Klal Yisrael? I wrote in the Torah, V'achalta V'savata V'irachta, and they go ahead and they bench me already, because Zayis U'Bechabeitza. So it comes out that the bracha of Yisra Hashem Panav Eilecha is a special bracha which only Klal Yisrael has a schus for. The Goyim don't have a schus for that bracha. So it can't be that the Vaniyah Varachem should go even on the Goyim as well. Vavarachem Vavarachecha, which is a general bracha, that could go on the Goyim as well. Like Taisus brings down B'Shem the Yerushalmi. But the special bracha of Vaniyah Varachem, that's only possible on a Ben Yisrael. And that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says, the Mukila Lebirchas Kehanim B'Mokim Bracha the Yisrael. They can get the special bracha the Yisrael of Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha V'Yaseim Lecha Shalom. Adkan this Inyan, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara says that Chelev Shalgabi Keva, the Kehanim were Nagu by Heter, they used to eat it, and they held it wasn't Asr Midin Chelev, Krabi Shmuel Sha'amra Mishama Vaisav. And to this, the Gemara brings down two brises. The first brisa brings down a riboy from the pasuk that says "Es kol achelav asher al akerev," and the brisa says that there's a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as to which chelav were marbe from that riboy. The fear Rabbi Shmuel were marbe chelav shal gabi adakin, and the fear Rabbi Kiva were marbe chelav shal gabi akeva. So it seems that the fear Rabbi Shmuel chelav shal gabi akeva is beemes mutter. Then the Gemara brings a different brisa which says a different drasha. The second brisa's drasha is actually a hekesh between the beginning of the pasuk that says hachelav amachase sakarev and the end of the pasuk that says hachelav asher ala karev. And there's a machlekes again between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva what this hekesh is coming to teach us. And here, lefi Rabbi Shmuel, the hekesh tells us that af kol krum v'niklaf, any chelav which has these properties of that it's a krum v'niklaf, that's aser midin chelav. Whereas according to Rabbi Kiva, it has to have three tnaim in order to be asr midin chelev. It has to be toisev, krum, v'niklaf. And according to this, be'emes, like the Gemara's Masber, lefi Rabbi Kiva, chelev shal gabi akeva is going to be mutter, because that's not toisev, krum, v'niklaf. And only chelev shal gabi adakin is going to be asr. Whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, being that all you need in order to be asr is krum, v'niklaf, so Chelev Shal Gabi Keva is going to be Aser. And the Gemara asks the Stira, and the Gemara says, Epoch Kamaisa, which means that Be'emes Rabbi Shmuel is the one who's Machmir. Like it says in the second Braise, that he darshens from the Hekesh that anything that's Krum V'Niklaf is Aser, which includes the Chelev Shal Gabi HaKeva. And even the first Braise also, he's going to be the one that's Machmir, and he's Marbe from V'Eskola Chelev, Chelev Shal Gabi Keva L'Aser, V'Kol Shekein Chelev Shal Gabi Adakin, like Rashi says. Whereas Rabbi Kiva, he's really the one that's Mekel, and he darshins in the second Brisa from the Hekish, that in order to be Usher, it has to be Taisav Krum V'Niklaf, which only includes Chelev Shal Gabi Adakin and not Chelev Shal Gabi Akeva. And so too in the first Brisa, he's going to darshin from Ve'es Kola Chelev, only to Asr Chelev Shal Gabi Adakin and not Chelev Shal Gabi Akeva. And the Gemara explains that this that it says, Kehanim Nagubu Heter, Krebi Shmal Mishama Vaisav, it's only Mishama Vaisav, but Leilei Svirale. That's the Gemara Bekitzur. Now, in these two brises, which brings two drushes to tell us which chelev is going to be us or which chelev is going to be mutter, that's be'emes only the Gemara's application of the brise. But be'etzem, both these brises are going on the same pasuk, which is a pasuk which is written legabi which chelev is nikrav al gabi amizbeach, not legabi the iser of chelev. So it seems from the Gemara that the Gemara holds for a davar pashit that any chelev which is nikrav agabi amizbeach, that's going to be the chelev that's usher for a hedyet midin chelev. And this is a musig which is found other places in Rishas and also in the Rishainim, but the mice it's not so pashit. And we're going to be mirech a little bit on this inyan. And it all starts be'emes with a pasuk in Parshas Tzav, Vayikra Zayin, which talks about the sugya of the Isra chelev. And the pasuk starts, Davrel b'nei Yisrael lemar, kol chelev shar v'chetzav eiz, and the pasuk later in pasuk Chafei says, "Vizel l'shein akra, ki chol oichel chelev min abehema asher yakrav mimena ishal Hashem. Anybody who eats chelev from a behema, which does a din akrava on, v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi me'amel." So l'chayre, the pasuk pshat in the pasuk is that any chelev which is nikrav ishal Hashem, that's the chelev which the Torah asers midin chelev. And the Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis says that there's a havamina that maybe only animals that are tmimin and are ru'in la'akrava that have an Isra Chalev, and not Bali Mumin. And the Gemara brings the drasha that even Bali Mumin also have the Isra Chalev. Then the Gemara goes weiter and says, maybe only Kachim has the Isra Chalev, because that be'emes has a din to be Nikrava Gavi Mizbeach. And the Gemara brings the drasha that Chulin as well. So Hakapanim, you see the concept in the Gemara in Psachim, that the Gemara understands that the Pasuk is telling us that specifically because of the din akrava, that the halacha is that it's asur to a hadya to eat. Ad kdei kach, that the Gemara has to be marbe, that even cases which it doesn't have a din akrava b'payal, there also there's an isur for chalev. But Hakapanim, it's because be'etzem, it's shaykh to din akrava, that that's why the hadya is asur to eat it. And this is mavur even more in the Teres Kehanim on that Pasuk. The Teres Kehanim starts off with the exact same drasha as the Gemara Masechta Psachim, but the Teres Kehanim is Maisif more. V'zel is shayna Teres Kehanim. Im kein lama nemra she'akrivu mimena yishol Hashem. If it's true that we're marbe, even bali mumen, and even chulen, so what's pshat b'chlal that the Torah says that she'akrivu mimena yishol Hashem? So the Teres Kehanim answers, chelev she'kemoisei kosher li karev amarti, yotze chelev tefanois she'ein kosher li karev. So we see that davke, the chalokim of the chelev, which is kemoisei kosher li karev, that's what the Torah asked for a hadya to eat. But the chalokim of chelev, which is not nikrav agamim mizbeach, it's going to be mutter for the hadya to eat it. And this Teres Kehanim is brought down also in Taisvis later on the Tzadik Beis Amud Beis on the bottom of the Amud. Now, let's understand what's Be'emes the Tam of this Tliya. Why specifically the Chalavim that have a Din HaKrava, Be'etzem, are those the Chalavim which the Torah asks for a hadya to eat even in a Behemoth Chulin? So there's a Lashon of the Ramban, Bekitzer, in the Hakdama to Sefer Vayikra. V'zel Shainai. First, the Torah in Sefer Vayikra discusses Karbanis Nadava. Zogt Ramban, v'osar ha-chelev v'ha-dam ba'avuram. The Torah asks to eat chelev and dam ba'avuram because of the fact that they're supposed to be specifically meyued for the tachlis of bringing Karbanis from them. And the Ramban is ma'arich even more in Parshas Acharemais. Over there it's talking about Be'etzem, the Isser of Dam, like we see in this Ramban and the Akdama, that he shall su chelev and dam. And the pasuk over there says, ki nefesh habasar b'dam hu, v'ani nesativ lachem al ha-mizbeach. I gave it to you in order to put it on the mizbeach. Zog the Ramban over there, v'zel l'shaynay, mashmos ha-kosav hazeh she-yoymar, the pasuk to mashmos of this pasuk is that it's telling us, she-ye-osu lanu ha-dam, v'pnei she-nosli lanu, li-yas al ha-mizbeach l'chafel naf-she-senu. That the reason why it's us to eat the dam, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us specifically to use as a kapara on the Mizbeach, v'hu chelek Hashem. And the Ramban fears ois, kitam ha-chelev, like the tam ha-chelev as well. So this Ramban is the chere, the oimik to what we see in Divrei HaGemara in our sugya, and in the Gemara in Psachim, and in the Torah's Kehanim on the Apostle in Parashat Tzav. That the yisoid of why the Torah asers chelev and hu adin dam, is because this is the chalakim of the animal, which is miyuid, to be brought to the Mizbeach as a carbon and as a kapara. And therefore it is usher for a hedyet to indulge in them and to eat the chalev and the dam. But the emes is, this is not so pashat. And we're going to say over a meridic fascinating shaklevitaria that there is in the Rishayim based on a question which a tzeduki posed to the Evin Ezra. The Evin Ezra in Vayikra, Kapitel Zayin, Pasachof, brings down that a tzeduki asked him a question. This Apikairos asked that L'chayre, it should be usher for a hedya to eat the alya. The alya is a fatty chalik, the tail of a keves. Taina the tzeduki, it should be usher for a hedya to eat in a behema schulen, the alya. Why? Because we know that in a carbon which is brought as a keves, the alya is nikrav l'mizbeach. And the lashon of the pasuk be'emes is, in Parashas Vayikra, Kapitel Gimel Pasuk Tes, V'hikriv mizevach hashlamim ishal Hashem, chelboi, ha'alya tamima. So we see that not only is there a din akrav on the alya, the Torah even refers to it as chelbay. Im kein taina the tzeduki, it should be usher to eat the alya. And the emes is, avada it's mutter to eat the alya. It's not included in the chalavim that are usher. This is the kasha that the tzeduki posed to the Evin Ezra. And the Evin Ezra answered him the most peladic atarets. The Evin Ezra answered him that the emes is that midiraisa, there's no such thing as an isra chelav v'chlal in a behemas chulin. You're right, said Evin Ezra. It's true. It says in the Torah that it's called the Chalev, and it says in the Torah that it's Nikla V'gam Yemizbeach. But the whole Isra Chalev doesn't exist in a Behemoth Chulin. The Isra Chalev is only on a Behemoth Kachim. The fact that we know that it's usher to eat Chalev in a Behemoth Chulin, That's only the Isser Sha'asru Kadmeinenu that the Chachamim asered. And the Ibn Ezra's Mayrich in explaining Psukim, all of them to this Kivuan to tell us that Midaraisa, the Isser Chalev, is only on a carbon, on Kachim, and not on Chulin. And the Ibn Ezra fears Zeiss that he won over the Tzduki with this, and the Tzduki told him that from now on, he's not going to be Mefarish Psukim alone, he's only going to consult with the Rabbanim. This is very, very interesting, because we know that the Emes is, Kamavura B'Shas, in plenty of Mekaimis, Avada is an Isser Karis, on a Behemoth Chulin, to eat the Chalev of it. And the Ramban is so upset that they're Ibn Ezra, that he tain is, Heira Loimar Mehem, the Ibn Ezra's answer to the Tzduki, is worse than what the Tzedukim themselves wanted to say. The Tzedukim Sachakol wanted to say that an Ali is Usr, and the Ibn Ezra said something even worse, that all Chalev is Be'emes Mutter. So what's the answer Be'emes to the Tzedukim's Kasha? So before we say what the other Rishonim have to say about it, it's important to say that really this question is a Mefurish Gemara in our Masech, the Masech Techulim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph. And the Gemara asked the following question, Amalei Rav Mari Lerb Zvid, if we see in the pasuk that Aliyah is called chaylev, let it be asr ba'achila. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, Alecha Amar Kra, kol chaylev shor v'chesav ve'ez, dover ashava v'shor v'chesav ve'ez. The Torah only asr chaylev, which is equal b'shor v'chesav ve'ez. And being that the Aliyah only exists in a chesav and not in a shor ve'ez, the Torah is being memayed that kind of chaylev is be'emes mutter ba'achila. Now, Alpi Pashas is just a Xeris Akasav without any pshat. But we will see from the Rikhas of various Rishainim that their Masber, the Oimik of this Drasha, why is it that Alia, even though it's Ikri Chalev, is a Torah tell us that that's not included in the Isser of Chalev. Now before we say the answer of the Ramban himself, we're going to say a Teretz which is Mavur, Mitoich Divrei HaRambam. The Rambam Hilchas Machalos Asuris Perek Zayin Halacha Hei says as follows. Shloishach Halavun Hein, Shechiyavim Aleim Karis. There are three chalavim specifically in the animal which have an Isser Karis. Chalav Shal HaKerev, V'Shal Shtei HaKlayas, V'Shal HaKsalim. And the Magamishna is Masber. What's the Makar to this Rambam? So the Magamishna is Zem Avur V'Kasuv, She'elu Hein Chalavim HaKrevim L'Gavaya, U'Behem Yesh Enish Karis B'Vad. Being that these are specifically the chalavim which are Krevim L'Gavaya, only in these is there an Isser Karis as the Torah Asr these Midin Chalav. And the Magamisha brings Makaris from Shas, like our Gemara, and like a Gemara in Gidah Nashad of Tzadik Gimel, that is Toile, that the Isser Chalavim is Mitli Toloi in the Chalavim that are craving the Gabi HaMizbeach. Zok the Rabbam Vaiter, Avul Ha'alya Mutaris Ba'achila. Why is the Rambam speaking this out? L'chayritz Pashit. Being that the Rambam just said that all the Chalavim that are craving the Gabi HaMizbeach are Usr to be eaten, so L'chayritz, it behooves us to explain, which is the Kash of the Tzaduki, why is the Aliyah Be'emes Mutter? The Aliyah is also Karev Al Gabi Mizbech, and the Aliyah is also Nikris B'Shem Chalev in the Torah. Zok the Rambam, Lo Nikris Chalev Elal Inin Karbon Bolvad. Because the Aliyah only is called Chalev only in reference to carbon. K'maysh Nikru Chalavim Kloyes V'Yaseres HaKavid L'Inin Karbon. Just like we find that the Kloyes, the kidneys, V'Yaseres HaKavid, which those two organs are B'Chalal Nat Chalavim, nevertheless, the Torah uses the word chalavim in reference to them, leinin karbon. So too, the Aliyah, even though Be'emes isn't the mitzias of chalev, the Torah calls it b'shem chalev leinin karbon. And the Rambam is Moisef Hezber. K'moy shata oimer, chalev aretz v'chalev klayis chita, shahu tuvam. We find that the Torah uses the word chalev in regards to things that aren't chalev b'chlal. Chalev aretz, chalev klayis chita. The Torah says the word chalev means it's goodness, it's toif. And the Rambam is Masber, Ulefi shemerimim dvarim elu min hakarbon l'sreifa, l'shem, being that we're merim these evarim, the Aliyah, the Kloyas, the Aseres HaKavod, to burn them to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nikru chaylev, she'en shem davar toif, elo hamurim l'shem. The shem chaylev, which means the goodness of something, that's a reference specifically to the chaylev that's given the Gavaya. Because there's no better thing than something that's Muram Lashem. And he brings another pasuk by Trumas Meiser, Ba'arimchem eschel by Mimenu. So we see that whatever is Muram Lashem earns the distinctive title of Chalev. Although Metzias, it isn't Chalev. So the Rambam tells us that there are two things which can be called Chalev. There's Chalev, which is called Chalev, and that refers to a certain kind of fat. And then there's chalev as used in reference to a davar toiv, and specifically in a chalek of an animal, or a miser, which is muram lashem. Shehein shem davar toiv, only hamuram lashem. And the aliyah specifically is a mashal of that. It mitzad atzmai isn't a chalev. It doesn't have the metzias of chalev baklal. It's only called chalev because it's muram lashem. And kein devrei Rambam can be found also in Taisvis, in Ar Masechta, in Perek Gid Anoshe, in the bottom of Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, and the top of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. So Hayoytze mi devrei Rambam in Taisvis is that although it's true that the Isser Chalev is mitli tali in the Chalakim that are Kreim L'Gavaya, and the Oimik of it is L'Chayr, like the Ramban says, because whatever is Meyuid and Muktish to be brought L'Kapar Al Gabi Mizbeach is also for a Hedi to eat, this is the aside of the Isser Chalev which the Torah asers, and the Isser Dam, like the Ramban is Masber. But it's not an across-the-board klal that any time we find an aver which the Torah says should be brought l'mezbeach, that that's going to be an aser for a hedi to eat. It's just a klal in regards to the general min of Chalev and the min of Dam. Those are things which are meant to be brought exclusively al-gabi mezbeach, and they were given to us, like the Ramban is Medayik from the Lashon of the Pasuk, only for that to be brought l'mezbeach l'kapara, and not for a hediyah to eat. But other evarim, which b'mikra coincidentally, the Torah requires of us to bring al-gabi mezbeach, that does not necessarily imply that it would be usher for a hediyah to eat that aver. And this is how the Rambam and Taisus are going to learn that Gemara that we mentioned on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, that although it's ikri chalev, although the Torah calls it chalev, but the Torah and the Pasuk of Kol Chalev Shor V'Chatzav V'Eiz is Megalotos, that it's only Ikri Chalev, but it doesn't Be'emes have a Din and a Shem of Chalev Mamish. Ad kan the Teretz of the Rambam and Taisus, how to answer this Kasha of the Tzeduki. And now let's go to the Teretz of the Ramban. The Ramban himself, in his Pirush Al HaTorah, in Parshas VaYikra, Kapitel Gimel, Pasuk Tes, he answers this question based on two Yesoidus. The first Yisoid he talks about is about the etzem difference between the terminology chalev and the terminology shuman. Now before we say the Ramban, we have to be makdim that Rashi earlier in this parak on the Femhei Amud Beis says, v'zel ha-shaynai, kol chalev mikri chalev, bein tamei u'bein tar. The be'emes, the terminology chalev includes sai, the fats that are tamei, and sai, the fats that are tar, that are mutter to eat. V'shuman eina el lashon chachamim. The whole terminology of shuman is just a terminology which the chachamim made in order to differentiate between the aser and the mutter. That chalev should be the terminology which is used by chalev that's aser, and shuman is the word that's used in regards to chalev that's mutter. But be'etzem in lashon hakodesh, there's no difference between tameh and tar as far as the terminology chalev is concerned. However, the Ramban over here disagrees. And he says, the Shem of Chalev and Lashon HaKadosh is Kalashainai HaShuman HaNifrod She'ena Im HaBasar Kedavar Echad. That's the fat which is separate from the basar. Whereas the terminology Shuman, Zot Ramban, that's HaMis'arev BeBasar She'ena Nifrod Mimenu. The fat that's mixed together with the basar, that has a Shem of Shuman. Therefore, says the Ramban, Behemshech, that it's Pashit, that the chalev of the aliyah doesn't have a shem of chalev b'chlal. V'zel u'shaynai, v'hinei ein ba'aliyah chalev klal, aval yesh ba'shuman she'enai nifrod, k'may she'yesh b'chol netach toiv yerach v'kosev. Just like any other chalev, good piece of meat, has shuman, that's all the aliyah has. But real chalev, which is nifrod min abasar, cannot be found in the aliyah. So that's his first yisayit. That the metzias of chalev doesn't exist in the aliyah. And that stems with what we said, B'Shem the Rambam and Taisvis, that they also say that whatever is in the aliyah doesn't really have a shem of chalev. Then the Ramban tells us a second yisoid. And here, he differs from the Rambam. Zok the Ramban and Moiritik yisoid, that you should know that the klal that we said, that whatever is also the gavaya is the thing that's also for a hedi to eat, that can't be true. And the Ramban brings a raya. Because if that were true, Im kain, yu ha-kloyes v'yaseres al-kavit asurim. Because those evarim are also brought l'gabi mizbeach. Elamai, Zok Ramban, kol ha-nikra chelev nesar afal pi she'ena karev l'mizbeach. V'she'ena nikra chelev, mutar afal pi she'u karev k'goyin ha-kloyes v'yaseres min ha-kavit. V'chein ha-alya. Zakhtar Ramban, the Be'emes, there is no such klal as that whatever goes to Mizbech is Aser and whatever doesn't isn't. Rather, whatever has Hashem Chalev is Aser, whether it goes to Mizbech or not. And whatever does not have Hashem Chalev is going to be Mutter, whether it goes to Mizbech or not. Now, what about the pasuk that we mentioned in the beginning of the shtickle that says, Ki chol oichel chalev min ha-behema she-yakrib mimena ish al Hashem v'nichrasa ha-nefesh ha-hi mi-yamel? So l'chayre, it's mashma that it's mitli toli and whatever is nikra v'gabi ha-mizbeach. Says the Ramban, it doesn't say in the pasuk, kol chalev she-yakrivu l'Hashem le-sichelu, but rather it says, kol behema she-tikrav al ha-mizbeach, meaning to tell us that it's the kind of behema that's karav l'mizbeach which has in it the Isr Chalev. But the Chalev itself, which is Asr, is not because that is the Chalev that goes to Mizbeach. These are Divrei Ramban. So it's Mevor from this Ramban that he's not willing to make the Pshara that the Rambam and Taisus make and say that specifically by Chalev does the Klal apply that whatever is carved to Mizbeach is Asr to Hedyot. He holds that if that Klal would apply, then it should apply even by a Varm that don't have a Shem Chalev. And the fact that the varm that don't have a Shem Chalev, although they go to Mizbeach, are mutter for Hedyot to eat, obviously this klal is wrong. And therefore the Ramban does away with the klal entirely. And the fact that Chalev is usher to Hedyot has nothing to do with the fact that it goes to Mizbeach. It's just Xeris HaKosev, whatever has a Shem Chalev is usher, and whatever doesn't is mutter. Now, it's important to speak out that this Ramban, the Chayre, does not stim with what we quoted Bishmai from the Akdama to Sefer Vayikra, and what he says in Parashas Acharemos. Over there, the Mashmayas is that the Isra of Chalev is because of the fact that they go to Mizbeach. This Ramban, the Chayre, seems to be going differently than what he says over there. But the main kasha on the Ramban is, how does Divrei Ramban shtim with our Gemara? In our Sugya Tzmavur, that we specifically learn the Isra Chalev from the Chalavim that are Kreivim Al Gabi Mizbeach. So we do see that they are Tali Zebizeh. And as Zayif Regan the Achreinim, and specifically the Mishnah Lamelech, in Hilchas Shgogais, Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha He. And the Sefer Ezra's Kehanim on the Teres Kehanim is Maisif to ask, that the Chayre Divrei Ramban are forkert from the Teres Kehanim, which we started off this shtickle with. The Teres Kehanim says specifically, Chaylev Shekamayse Kashali Karev Amarti, Yatsa Chaylev Tfanis Shein Kashali Karev. So we see that there is a parallel between the Chalavim that are Kreim L'Gavim Mizveach, to the Chalavim that are also to be eaten. How could the Ramban ignore this? So to answer Divrei Ramban, we're going to say Be'ez Hashem two Mahalchim. The first Mahalach is quite a straightforward Mahalach, and it's Mavur and Divrei HaKaren Ayur Nara Sugya. And the second Mahalach is a groundbreaking Mahalach in the Sugya from the Mishnah Lamelech over there in Hilchos Shgogos, Perek Yud Gimel. The Mahalach HaMavur Mitaych Divrei HaKaren Ayur is as follows. That the emes is, although it's true that in our Gemara we learn out from the Shem Chalev that's written in regards to Akravas HaMizbeach to the Halacha of Isra Chalev, it doesn't mean that there's a direct link that it's because of the fact that it's Karav LeMizbeach that's why it's Aser to be eaten. But rather it's just a Gilui Hakra. If the Torah is Megala to us in Hilchas Karbanis, what has a Shem Chalev, so do we know that that has a Shem Chalev in regards to the Isra Chalev. And specifically, the second price is Mavur, that the Hagdara of Chalev is Krum v'Niklaf, l'fi Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, and Taisav Krum v'Niklaf, l'fi Shitas Rabbi Akiva. That's a Hagdara, what is Bechlal Chalev and what's not Bechlal Chalev. And that specifically works together with Divrei Ramban, because the Ramban array is Kaveah, that the Shem Chalev refers to fat which stands alone. Now the question is, what's the Hagdara of standing alone? When do we consider it me'uriv v'mabasar, and when do we consider it nifrat v'mabasar? U'bezer neklaku Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel learns that we learn out from the fact that it says in the Torah, chelev ha'machasas ha'kerev, together with chelev shalgabi ha'kerev, that the hagdora of chelev is mitli toloi in krum v'niklaf alone, whereas Rabbi Akiva learns that we need tois of krum v'niklaf. Now, once we know that that's what chelev means in the parsha of Karbonis, so too, that's the definition of Chalev in regards to the parsha of Isra Chalev. But not that the fact that it's Karval Gabi Mizbeach, that that's Gufa the Siba to the Isra. And the emes is, Kain Mashma Lehedye in Divrei HaBahag in Hilchos Chalev. V'zel Hashayna Bahag, Kol Tarba, any Chalev, Dil'inyin Akrava Karval Gabi Mizbeach, Le'inin achila nami tarbahu. The guard's achila also, it has a shem chaylev. V'asir. My time, frekta bahag mechatesa to make this analogy. Isura da achila bin yana da kravaksiv. Because the isra of achila is written in the same parasha as a krava, that teaches us that the shem chaylev of a krava is also the shem chaylev of achila. Mevur mitaych divrei bahag, that it's just a tliya ba'alma. Whatever has a shem chaylev legabi akrava, also has a shem chaylev legabi achila. But not that one is a siba for the other. The emes is, the Mishnah Melech brings down these divrei bahag to go connected what the Ramban says. But l'chayra al-pi anal, al-pi the beer of the Karen Aira, this is be'emes exactly what the Ramban says. And memela the Ramban holds, that being that the ikr is what has a shem chaylev and what doesn't, so if it has a shem chaylev, that's going to be also to be eaten, even if for whatever reason, it's not karev al gabi ha-mizbech. And the Ramban brings a mushal of such a kind of a chaylev. But if it doesn't have a shem chaylev, it's not going to be asr b'chlal, even if it is karev al gabi ha-mizbech. Because it's not the karev al gabi ha-mizbech which causes the iser, that's just a way of us figuring out what has a shem chaylev and what doesn't have a shem chaylev. Ad kan de pshat in the Ramban al pi divrei ha-keren ayra. And now we're going to say the mahalich of the Mishnah Lamelech himself over there in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Hei. The Mishnah Lamelech starts with a list of many questions on the sugya. We're not going to be mayrich on all those questions, we're just going to mention one major question. Frek the Mishnah Lamelech, why is it that we find that the two brises, which bring down the same achleikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, darshan two totally separate drushes? The first brisa after the Gemara's Mahapach the Manda Amrim, says that Lefir Rabbi Shmuel be darshan from the extra pasuk of Eskola Chaylev to be marbe even Chaylev shal gabi akeva, whereas Rabbi Kiva says only Chaylev shal gabi adakin. Whereas the second pasuk darshans the smichus of Chaylev amachases akerev to Chaylev asher al akerev, that Lefir Rabbi Shmuel it's tali in krum v'niklaf, and Lefir Rabbi Kiva it's tali in tais of krum v'niklaf. That's a totally separate drasha than the first brisa. If it's the same man de amrim arguing about the same achleikis, why do we find two totally separate limudim? This is a kushi chamura ma'id. Al-Pi says, Dr. Mishnah Lamelech, that the emes is that the two brises are talking about two totally separate inyanim. The first brise is be'emes, a brise which was referring to the halachis of what's karev al-gabi ha-mizbech. And Rabbi Shmuel darshans from ve'es kol that the chelev shal-gabi ha-keva is karev al-gabi ha-mizbech, and the fear of akiva only the chelev shal-gabi ha-dakin. That not necessarily tells us anything legabi the iser, because like the Ramban says, what goes the mizbeach and what's usher to be eaten are two totally separate sugyas. It was only Rebbe Oshia which brings down this brisa to tell us that based on this, the kehanim were nagu b'heter. Rebbe Oshia held that if we say that chelev shal gabi kevas karv legabi mizbeach, that would mean that midrabanan al kapanim it should be usher. This was Rebbe Oshia's own tzushtel on a derabanan level. Later, the Gemara brings down a brisa, which learns from the Hekesh. This Hekesh is not a limud and a riboy as to what is karev al-gabi mizbeach. This Hekesh is a giloy as to what the Torah considers a shem chaylev and what not. Krum v'niklaf lefi Rabbi Shmuel is a shem chaylev, and tais of krum v'niklaf lefi Rabbi Kiva. Being that this is b'tayrus a giloy and a limud, and not b'tayrus a riboy, we can shtel too that just like we learn out in regards to the parasha of Krevetz Lagabi HaMizbeach, that that's what has a Shem Chaylev, so too in regards to Isser. And based on the second brisa comes out that it's an Isser D'Oraisa Lefi Rabbi Shmuel to eat the Chaylev Shal Gabi Akeva because it's Krum V'Niklaf. So the pshat of the Mishnah Lamelech differs from that of the Karen Aira. The Mishnah Lamelech is not willing to accept that the first brisa, the darshans from the extra pasuk of Es Kol, that that's just a gili ba'alma as to what has a shem chaylev. That's a gzeres hakasav that's being marbe, which chaylev is karev al gabi mizbeach. It's only the second drasha, which is a hekesh and not a riboy, there we can say that that be'emes is a giloy, legabi kolot arikula, even in regards to Isser. And with this chilek, he explains the two brises with the two different drashas, and he's miyashav lefi this, many other questions in the sugya, and Astira and Divrei Rashi, which Lachranim speak about, ve'ein kan hamokim laharich b'chol zeh. Hayyotzei lefi this, that Be'emes the Ramban is correct, that the fact that it's karev al gabi mizbeach is not a siva mitzar atzmai, that should be usher. In the first brisa be'emes, it was only a tliya on a drabbanon level. And in the second brisa, it's just a gilui as to what has Hashem chaylev legabi kol terikula, but it's not that the fact that it's karva gabi mizbeach is actually a siva, which is why alya, although it's karva gabi mizbeach, is not going to be usher, and that's the answer to the question of the tzeduki. So in summary, the Gemara in our sugya learns out from psukim, which talk about the chaylev, which is karva gabi mizbeach, to the halacha of chaylev, which is usher. What's the pshat in this tliya? So we have two ikar mahalchim. The first mahalach we said is that the siva why it's usher lehedyet is because of the fact that it's karva gabi mizbeach. Therefore, the tali zebezeh. This was mashma in the lashon of the Ramban in the Akdamah to Sefer Vayikra and in Parshas Acharemos, and that's the pashas of the mashmais and the Torah's kahanim. According to this mahalach, how are we going to answer the kash of tzeduki? So why is alya mutter bachila? So we had the teretz of the Rambam and of Taisvis, because this klal was only said in regards to something that has a Shem Chalev. If we have a different Aver which does not have a Shem Chalev, which b'mikra the Torah tells us to be makra of Gavi Mizbeach, there the klal does not apply, that it's exclusively the Mizbeach, but also lehedyet. That was the first mahalach. And the second mahalach that we had was the mahalach of the Ramban that says that it's not a Siba because it's karav al Gavi Mizbeach, therefore it's also lehedyet. But we rather could learn one from the other, b'derech limud v'gili milsa. According to the Mahalach of the Karen Oira, all the drushes brought down in our sugya are just giluye milsa. And like the Bahag speaks out, because this is the Hagdor of Chelev in regards to carbon, so to Achila, which is brought down in the same parsha, also has the same Hagdorah. Or we say, like the Chiddush and Pshat of the Mishnah Lamelech, that the two brises are two separate things. The first brisa and Echanami is only in regards to Krevis Lagavi Mizbeach, and the Tzad Teshtelatzu would only be on a Drabanan level, and the second brisa is a Gilei Milsa Ba'alma. But Akalpanim, Hayyitz Mibain Shneim is, that the Fidur Ramban, it's not a Siba to Aser, but it's just a Gilei Milsa as to which Chalev is Aser. I'm Kandis Shtikl, and now let's go weiter to the next Inyan. The Gemara brings down a Machlekes between Rav and Rav Sheshes. Rav holds Chalev Tahar is Saisim, Chalev Tomei is not Saisim. And Rav Sheshes says, Echad Zeh ve'echad Zeh Saisim. Now Rav Sheshes L'chair is a Pashat HaMetzias, because the Chalev is there, that's Saisim the whole, and it's not a Trefa. What's Pshat in Shitas Rav? So in this we find a Machlekes Rishayim. Rashi and Taisa say, because Chalev Tomei is not Mechubar properly, like the Hagdor of Chalev Tomei, that it's Krum V'Niklaf, or Tais of Krum V'Niklaf. Whereas Chalev Tohar is Oduk and Mechubar properly. That's Shitas Rashi and Taisvis. However, the Rambam in Hilchas Shchita Perek Vav Halacha Yud, according to the explanation of the Kesef Mishneh, and again in the Beis Yosef, they say because Chalev Tomei is Kosheh, V'Kosheh Al Gabei Rach, Einoi Seisim Kol Kach. Because it's hard, it doesn't plug up the hole properly. Is there an afkamina between these two Mahalchim? Yes, there's a Moridik and afkamina. Because Taisvis with the V'Yamaschol Chalev Tohar, he talks about a case where there's Shuman, Chalev Tohar, from a neighboring Aver that's being used to be Saisim and Nekev in the Aver that's next to it. Does that work or doesn't it work? Zog Taisvis, Avada does not work. Because being that the Yisayit of why we need Chalev Tohar is in order to be Saisim and in order to be Aduk Tuva, in a case where it's not from its own Aver, it's not Aduk properly. It's not properly attached, and therefore it's going to be Trefa. Mashenke in the Shitas Rambam, the Chidushi Aran in our sugi is Medayik, that it's going to be okay. Because the Lashon of the Rambam is, Kol Nekev Shahabasar Oya Chelev Amutr Ba'achila Soisim Harei Zamutr. It's Mashma Mistimas L'Shoinai, any Chelev that's Mutr Ba'achila can do the job of Stima. And especially because of the fact that he says it together with Basar, which is obviously always from a neighboring Aver. What's the Pshat? The Chayi Ravad of the Rambam is going L'Shitasai. Because being that the Rambam holds that the problem of Chalev Tomei is because it's kosher and the material is not the kind of material which could do a proper plug. If it's tar, it could do a proper plug even if it belongs to a neighboring Aver. And it doesn't need the Maila of Taisvis to be Aduk and Mechubar Tuva. Ad Kan, this Machlekes Rishayim for now. We will Be'ez Hashem be more Mairich in this Inyan and in the Lomdus of this Inyan in the following Shir to Daf Nun. And Ad Kan this shir to Masech Techulin Daf Mem Tes.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Klamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.